From atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for April the 3rd. In the year of our Lord, 2021, this is hour two of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. It is a blessed, sacred Easter weekend. They say that no, the COVID-19 vaccines do not carry any aborted fetal cells. Now, they don't contain it, they claim. But it's not really true. Because they did use fetal cell lines. They did performance tests. They call them perform confirmation tests to ensure the vaccines work using fetal cell lines. And Johnson & Johnson uses fetal cell lines in their vaccine development. So I don't know how they really tell you no. No, the COVID-19 vaccines do not contain any aborted fetal cells. But then they say they had to use them for the testing process. And Johnson & Johnson uses fetal cell lines in vaccine development. So they're not really in your vaccines. Confirmation and production, they're there. It's hard to understand what they're saying, but they're playing games with words. As far as I can tell, ladies and gentlemen, they say the COVID-19 vaccines used fetal cells from aborted human embryos in their development, creating a moral challenge for Catholic and other leaders. Folks, I don't know how to respond to this game playing, this dishonest narrative here. No Q&A there. You got to be factual then. No, the COVID-19 vaccines do not contain any aborted fetal cells, but you had to have them for the testing, the development, the... Is that supposed to make it more ethical? Huh? Does that make it more ethical, ladies and gentlemen? I don't understand. Does that make it more ethical? If I say, no, the COVID vaccine doesn't have fetal cells in it, but I had to use them for the testing and the development and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So what's the idea? It's okay for the root cause, the whole premise to be fetal cell tissue, but don't worry, we're not injecting baby fetal cells into you. Are you sure? How do we know? This is serious business. Johnson & Johnson, they admitted some stuff, right? The JJ Vax. They're even more kind of skirting the reality, right? What does that say with the Johnson & Johnson? Johnson & Johnson uses fetal cell lines in vaccine development, confirmation, and production. But don't worry. The Q&A says they're not in your vaccine. See, I don't know what that really means. How do you use fetal cell lines in the production, but yet they're not in there? Well, Sam, it's kind of like how when you cook a steak, buddy. And I tell you, you got a, oh, what do they call those steaks? A whiskey steak or what? Oh, they cook it in alcohol. What do they call those things? Oh, do you know what I'm talking about? Man, this is where it's nice to have a co-host because you try to think of something, you're on the fly, you're all by yourself, right? But they do whiskeys or steak and whiskey or whatever, meat and whiskeys and stuff like that. Something, whatever, chicken and what is that called? Whiskey, chicken. Anyway, all I'm telling you is they have My Peach Whiskey Chicken, Mildly Sweet Whiskey Chicken, Whiskey Chicken and Garlic Sauce, British Whiskey Chicken, Whiskey Marinade for Chicken, Bourbon Whiskey, Bourbon Chicken. Okay, they got all these different ones or whatever else and stuff like that, okay? I can't remember the one I was trying to think of. Thank God It's Friday restaurant or TGIF, whatever. A restaurant had chicken that was whiskey marinated or whatever else. But here's the reason I'm bringing this up. Oh, it's called whiskey glazed chicken. Anyway, I bring this up because it's kind of like that. They're like, look, Sam, they cook it in the whiskey, and then don't worry, there's not whiskey in your chicken. Your 8-year-old can eat a piece of this chicken because all the whiskey burns off there. Don't worry about that at all. You know, it's not really, you know, your kids aren't really eating whiskey there, Sam. Okay, now, I bring this up because I agree that you're not maybe injecting vaccine with fetal cell tissue into your bloodstream. However, if it takes whiskey to make whiskey marinated chicken, and you're against the production and use of whiskey, then even though it's not alcoholic by the time the chicken's done, you still got to be against it, right? It's kind of like the people that are vegan, and you say to them, hey, you know, don't worry, there's no, you know, animal products in your food there, but it took a bunch of animal products to make your food and to produce it and to develop it and to test it. And to the vegans aren't going to go, oh, cool, no problem. They're going to go, wait a minute, I'm against this on principle. I'm against this fundamentally. Same thing with the alcohol thing. Yeah, I know the whiskey's burned off, but I'm not really for whiskey and bourbon and this kind of stuff. Right now, the same thing's true with these abortion dishonest character discussions. Okay, no, the COVID-19 vaccine do not contain any aborted fetal tissue there. No aborted fetal cells in your vax, folks. But, hey, we did perform confirmation tests to ensure the vaccines work using fetal cell lines. Then Johnson & Johnson even went further, and they have it in their vaccine development, the confirmation tests, and the production, all right, the COVID-19 vaccines did indeed use fetal cells from aborted human embryos in their development, creating a moral challenge for Catholics, and I should think any Christian, okay? And this is the problem that I'm having with this whole discussion, folks, is maybe there's not fetal cells in the shot. But to me, this is a massive problem. So are we okay with the fetal cell being used there for this? The vaccine, I mean, is saving lives. You okay with murdering babies to save lives, people? I mean, you know. And my problem is I'm not okay with this at all. I think it's satanic and evil. I think it's sick. All right? Because here's the next question that you got to ask. If I can murder a baby and take the fetal cells there from aborted babies, and I can, you know, ship it on ice to your Food and Drug Administration and everything else with my tax dollars, and then to make matters worse, to add insult to injury, then I say, well, I can do it because the vaccines are worth it. I mean, I'm saving lives, you know? I mean, by golly. What's the next step? What if you could use these aborted fetal cells, stem cell therapies, if you will, to give sight to the blind, you know? I mean, by golly, you're doing a lot of good. You're letting a poor blind man see, you know. Now, I have a little bit of authority on this topic, wouldn't you say, ladies and gentlemen? Being a totally blind talk show host, okay? You know, it would be great if I got some, you know, aborted, murdered baby cells to let me see, wouldn't it? I mean, the end justifies the means, does it not? And I want to respond unequivocally, absolutely not. Have you lost your marbles? Are you absolutely psychotic? Okay. I would love to be able to see. I know a lot of, you know, people with injuries would love to be made whole. I get all that. I understand all that. And I don't begrudge the desire for that, but not on the altar of a murdered child. Have you lost your, do I dare say cotton picking mind, or would that be racist? See, we used to say that as kids. I guess we were racist without even knowing it, don't you know? Never mind, my white ancestors did pick cotton, but that's a whole nother racist topic that I don't dare touch because it's too controversial. Don't you know what I'm talking about? Anyway, I digress. I'm just telling you, is it okay for legitimate research by saving lives with vaccinations, but is it okay for the blind to, well, man, we could really let people see, or what about if you could, you know, solve a problem with a liver or a kidney or this or that with these fetal lines is what they call them, the stem cell tissue, the baby aborted fetal lines or whatever. All right. What about if you want to humanize the mice project to make sure that drugs are safe and effective for the American people and, or the people around the world? And ladies and gentlemen, have we lost our moral compass in America? And sadly, I say the answer is yes. And who's speaking out nobly, boldly, independently, direct like I am on this topic? I look through every news channel I can find and not a peep on it, folks. What on earth is going on around here? I'm livid about this. And I bet our God is too on this Easter weekend.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Hey, does Johnson & Johnson vaccines contain aborted fetal cells? Well, you got to understand there's a difference between an aborted fetal cell and cell lines, don't you know? They're going to dissect that, pardon that pun, a little bit further to make you understand. So Snopes is saying, hey, it's false, man. J&J doesn't have fetal cells in their product. But ladies and gentlemen, it all depends on how you break this down and discuss it. In March 2021, just days after the U.S. Food and Drug Administration approved the use of a, quote, single-dose immunization developed by Johnson & Johnson to curb the COVID-19 outbreak, Catholic leaders and evangelicals cautioned followers against accepting the vaccine because its alleged ingredients, According to a March 2nd statement by the leaders of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, for example, said the vaccine was developed, tested, and is produced with abortion-derived cell lines, raising ethical concerns for church followers who do not believe in and or who don't want to support abortion. Then they say another advisory by the Archdiocese of New Orleans called the immunization morally compromised. However, they say the underlying claim was a misrepresentation of facts. The vaccine formula does not contain aborted fetal tissue. Rather, virologists created the J&J vaccines and other vaccinations or immunizations to, quote, fight viral outbreaks, in part by growing a modified, virus in cells originally derived from embryonic tissue from an abortion performed decades ago. However, that human cell line is physically and separately or chemically separate from ingredients that end up in the final vaccine product. So hold on, let me stop them there. That's the lie. They're saying that it's dishonest. Look, was whiskey used to make the chicken? Yes, it's not alcoholic and stuff. I get it. And yes, it's burned off, so there's no whiskey there. I get it. But it took whiskey to make it, and it took murdered babies to make the vaccine. Do you understand what I'm saying? And they say, well, that was from decades ago. You know, they took the fetal tissue from a baby from 1985, by golly. Yeah, so you murdered in 1985, not like 2019. That's neither here nor there, you know. They say there are no fetal cells used in any vaccine production process. We explain more about the vaccines and the final product, sourcing scientific journals and disease experts below. What is the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, you may ask? All COVID-19 vaccines, no matter the sponsor, Pfizer, Moderna, J&J, attempt to train people's immune systems. Now, look at that word attempt. Into producing antibodies that can fight the COVID-19 and the COVID-19 virus if necessary. How the difference of how these vaccines achieve that goal is very different. For example, J&J's competitors, Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna, use mRNA technology. In J&J's case, they use a viral vector that, attacks the COVID-19 or CO, what do they call this thing? They call it now COV-2, which I find interesting, folks. The AstraZeneca COVID-19, which the FDA has not approved as of this writing. By the way, the FDA hasn't approved any of these vaccines. Not in a proper approval. They've given emergency license to use, but it's not a formal approval because they haven't gone through the right testing. They've skipped all the normal checks and balances that precede this reality check. Okay? They say once a person gets the shot, their cells get directions from the vector. And then they go on and on and on and on. But it's a sham. Okay, folks, if I'm against the murdering of babies, and it took the murdering of babies to make these vaccines, quote, viable for the marketplace, if you can even agree that they're viable in the first place, right? Then I don't care if there's literal murdered baby body parts in my serum injected into my veins or if it just took it to test it and to whatever. What do they call this thing? To test it and to create development confirmation is what they call it, whatever that means, and production, or whether it's literally in my vaccine. The same is happening. They're using whiskey to make that chicken, and if I'm against whiskey, then I'm against the chicken. Now, you might justify yourself and say, well, I'll eat the chicken because the whiskey's burned off. I'm not saying you can't justify that. What I'm saying, though, is you can't say that it was made without whiskey because it was. Okay? You could say there's not whiskey in the chicken, and you're partially right. There is whiskey in the chicken. Well, it got burned off. Yeah, but how do you know there's not still residues or parts of the whiskey in the chicken? Right? How do you... Well, you don't get drunk from it, Sam. I know. No one's saying it's enough alcohol to get drunk. What I'm saying is, how do you, just because you burn it off, how do you know that means it's completely gone? The effects are there. And if the effects aren't there, then why use it at all? Let me ask that question to these abortion-loving thugs. If the vaccine doesn't have murdered babies in it, and that's just a, you know, perverted delivering of the facts there, fake news, then if you don't need it for production and you don't need it for, well, you know, and testing, and it's not really part of it, it's completely separate, why use it at all? Because, see, I can make my whiskey-infused chicken where the whiskey's not really there anymore, don't you know? Of course, it sat in whiskey all night, but now I don't, the whiskey's gone there. If I don't need the whiskey, then why not use barbecue sauce or something else that doesn't require whiskey at all? Why not use something else that doesn't require the murdering of babies at all? Think about that question for a minute. Is it a fair, open, honest question? If we don't need, ladies and gentlemen, vaccines with baby tissue, then why do we have baby tissue being used by virtually all vaccination companies? Okay? Are there any vaccination companies that did not use aborted, murdered baby cells, tissue, lines? I'm not sure what word to use because I don't want to get trapped in my scientific ignorance there now, right? Are there any vaccines developed without using anything to do with murdered babies at all? So let me say it this way. Is there any chicken I can eat that doesn't have whiskey in it? And you can say, Sam, that's a bad comparison. You're a scientific Neanderthal. You're an ignorant idiot. You don't even know what you're talking about. To some degree, you're correct on that. I don't claim to be a scientific expert. I'm not a licensed, trained, educated virologist or any of these people. However, I don't want you to play games with me about murdering babies and suggest that somehow we murdered babies to get you the vaccines. We had to, but by golly, don't worry, because they're not in your vaccines, and somehow your use of this vaccine is divorced from the murder that we had to accomplish to get it to market in the first place. And so don't worry, anybody who suggests that there's murdered babies in the mix of your vaccines, that there's an ethical conundrum, is on crack. Don't worry. We murdered the baby back in 85, so it doesn't count. And therefore, don't worry. The fetal cell lines, we burned all the alcohol out of that chicken, and we've taken all the vaccine, what do you want to call it? Stem cell, fetal cell, fetal line. Don't worry, we've taken all that out of it. It's okay now, see? Your ethical conundrum is solved because, hey, we checked Snopes. Folks, these people are insane. They're on crack. They're murdering your children, and we better stand up and stop it, or we're going to go the way of the cuckoo bird, aren't we? Hang tight. Liberty Roundtable, live.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
U.S. USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
A deadly mass shooting in North Carolina. At least 7 people shot in Wilmington at a house party late last night. 3 people killed. No arrest announced and no word on a motive. Meanwhile, some encouraging news about the coronavirus. A new study finds the COVID vaccine is safe for those pregnant or breastfeeding, and their babies may also be protected from the virus. California is ready to allow indoor gatherings starting April 15th. Officials saying yesterday this will include concerts and sports events. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says we could have a somewhat normal Easter weekend.
Fully vaccinated grandparents can fly to visit their healthy grandkids without getting a COVID-19 test or self-quarantining, provided they follow the other recommended prevention measures while traveling.
West Virginia now allowing those as young as 16 to get vaccinated. But in Texas, an 8-year-old mistakenly got vaccinated. The boy's father apparently registered his son online without any problems, and no one at the vaccine site in Dallas seemed to catch the error. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a fact. Too much of today's journalism is politically biased. So where should you turn to get accurate, leading-edge information that you can trust? The Epoch Times. The Epoch Times covers the news the way you need it, unfiltered and accurate. Cutting-edge topics like the danger of the Chinese Communist Party, the pandemic, Russia, the Middle East, the economy, and news you won't hear anywhere else. The Epoch Times is free from the influence of governments, corporations, or political parties. You get to form your own opinions. Here's a special introductory offer. You can get 1 month subscription to the Epoch Times weekly print newspaper, as well as unlimited access to their dynamic website for just $1. That's right, $1. Go right now to trustednewspaper.com. That's trustednewspaper.com to subscribe. Do it now. trustednewspaper.com.
In the midst of some encouraging signs, there is some discouraging news about the coronavirus, too. Oregon's governor announcing yesterday that case numbers are rising and a fourth surge of the virus is at its doorstep. Similar concerns expressed in Vermont. Also, Colorado extending its mask mandate another 30 days. More people finding work across the country. Federal officials announcing yesterday over 900,000 non-farm jobs were added in March, higher than expected. White House economic advisor Jared Bernstein telling CBS News yesterday he's confident even more jobs will be added through President Biden's infrastructure plan.
So we're confident that the progressive tax increases that we're proposing, the revenue raisers, not only help support create jobs by funding these kinds of productive infrastructure, clean energy, care economy ideas, but will simply lead to a situation where we're rewarding work, not wealth, and the corporate sector is paying its fair share.
Republicans, though, criticizing the $2 trillion plan for its cost and the effects of raising taxes to pay for it. This is USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, the mainstream press, along with the pharmaceutical companies, along with all kinds of groups, are trying to make you believe that the ethical conundrum has been sidestepped. No worries for you. So listen carefully to me. Johnson & Johnson says, hey, we're not using the fetal cells. I get it, but they're using fetal lines. Well, we're not really using fetal lines. Okay, what do you mean? Well, Johnson & Johnson has a subsidiary. It's a subsidiary pharmaceutical line, arm, if you will. It's Janssen & Janssen. Now, they use the aborted fetal cell line for a lot of their stuff. But don't worry, the Johnson & Johnson vaccine doesn't have that in it. What? What did you just say? Yeah. They say this, the facts show that aborted fetal tissue from ongoing abortions have never been used in the production of a single vaccines, and most vaccines now use more efficient, modern cell lines. So what we're doing is we're playing games with words. Right? What we're doing is playing games with terms. Hey, Sam, I didn't do it. My subsidiary did. Hey, Sam, don't blame it on me. Look, we used, fetal cells But we got rid of that. We stopped. We did this, you know, separate thing now. And here's the bottom line on the discussion point, ladies and gentlemen. They are so slippery, so murdering intent dishonest, so criminal in their behavior that you and I can't trust anything we hear. I don't know if there's fetal cells in the vaccines or not. They claim there's not. I don't know if there's fetal cell lines in the vaccines. They claim there's not. I don't know if the whiskey's burned out of the chicken or not. I don't really have the facts because I'm not in their manufacturing plants, but what you might find out later is this. Listen carefully to me. You might find out that, by golly, well, you know how you get, well, we got this product and it was, you know, no peanuts in it, safe, they tell you. And then later they're like, oh, there was a mix-up and I guess there was peanut oil in there. We are so sorry we tainted the product. It was in the same manufacturing facility as peanuts and someone didn't know. And whatever. And, okay, is that the story we're going to hear down the line later? Kind of like they told you all the lies on the abortions in the beginning, that women were just dying left and right from abortions and we got to make it legal so that women won't die, and all those lies they told you to start the murdering of innocent babies in the beginning in the 1970s, back in the day. That's all been exposed now about the fraudulent lies and dishonest portrayal they pitched, partnering with the media to tell you and sell you the lie. And now they're going to tell you, hey, you know what? Don't worry, man. We're not using none of these murderous body parts. Well, there was, I mean, back in 85, they had a murdered baby. They used a little bit of that, but they washed it all out. It's not part of this now. We got new and better cell lines that we're using. And, of course, they're not baby ones there. What are they then? Are they handicapped people, you know, dead people? Getting in a motorcycle accident and you live for 10 minutes and they carp the cells from you before you die? Where do these come from? See, the discussions and the questions are not ending. The plot's just thickening, if you ask me. Because here's the problem. You can't trust these people. And let me prove to you that you can't trust these people. Last hour, we were talking in detail about murders, abortions, with a good Sheriff Richard Mack. And the headline says, government watchdog Judicial Watch has confirmed that the federal government, the FDA in particular, is buying baby body parts. FDA purchases of fetal tissue for humanized mice project. Now, back about a year ago, we had talked about the California cases where pro-life people went undercover with video and they recorded the buying and selling of baby body parts and they exposed the scandal. And when they exposed the scandal, we thought it was just Planned Parenthood. No one knew the government was, not indirectly, ladies and gentlemen, directly involved. We didn't know that at the time. And what happened is these undercover pro-life video people tried to expose the buying and selling of baby body parts crime from Planned Parenthood. And they were in California. And what happened is the judges sided with Planned Parenthood and shut down the videographers that went in and recorded this criminal activity in secret because they didn't have a right to record it in secret. And so really these pro-life folks got their head handed to them by the judges about a year or so ago. Big fines, cases dismissed, Planned Parenthood vindicated, the whole shooting match, okay? I mean, just criminal activity like you wouldn't believe, backed by your judges. All right? Anyway, long story short, fast forward a year, and now it turns out that, well, not only was the Planned Parenthood folks involved in the baby body part buying and selling, Planned Parenthood testimony on selling baby parts unsealed now just recently, a few days ago. The time has come now for federal consequences. Wait a minute, the federal government's involved. So I agree that the time has come for federal consequences for Planned Parenthood, but the federal government's involved. How is the federal government going to go ahead and, you know, double down and create consequences for Planned Parenthood when the federal government's involved, got their hand in the cookie jar, dirty as all get out on this thing too? The Small Business Administration, for example, not knowing about this, all these other scandals, or not really, you know, connecting the dots on this sucker, the Small Business Administration demanded that 37 Planned Parenthood's affiliates return $80 million in federal relief loans due to the COVID, and they fraudulently certified they were eligible for them. 27 senators called on the attorney general to look into this, broaden the investigation, get to the bottom of this thing. But again, how are you going to get that done? Last year, when we exposed this whole scandal about Planned Parenthood, Planned Parenthood said we bought and sold baby body parts. The bottom line, though, is you didn't dig down in the court cases to exactly whom you were selling to, meaning that you got some of them, but you didn't drill in hard enough to find out your federal government, the FDA, backed by tax dollars, one of your clients. Okay, now, a year later then, so they, you know, covered that this comes out because Judicial Watch forced the release of some documents and we got the pay dirt on this thing. What about the vaccines? Are stem cells used in the vaccines? If I say yes, they say, oh, no, you don't even know. We've proven they're not there. What about cell lines? Okay, cell lines and cell tissue. What about tissue? So you got the cells and the lines and the tissue and you can go on and on with the debate and you can say, don't worry, man, the whiskey's burned out of the chicken. It's okay. You can eat it, buddy. But I'm saying, how do you know really where the buck stops and how do you trust these companies and how do you know the government's not involved with the cover-up? Remember, the government created Operation Warp Speed, did they not? Where we're going to skip all normal protocols because of a national emergency and we're going to roll out the CocoVax to everybody. How do you know there wasn't a behind-the-scenes deal with the federal government and Operation Warp Speed to say, you know, you can have this fetal cell lines in there. We'll say that they're not, right? A Operation Warp Speed was a public-private partnership initiated by the United States government to facilitate and to accelerate the development, the manufacturing, and the distribution of COVID-19 vaccines, therapeutics, and diagnostics. Now, it was April 29th, 2020, when it was first announced, and it was officially announced on May 15th. So we heard about it on the 29th. Okay. It's been around for a year, but Operation Warp Speed, how do you know that there wasn't kind of a quid pro quo between your government and the vaccine manufacturers to say, look, I know that you're using fetal cells from aborted babies. We know that. But we've been buying baby body parts for a long time, and we're the FDA, and we're going to, well, we've got, look, nobody's going to take the vaccines. If you blatantly tell them that we murdered babies to make the vaccine, they're just going to riot. They're not going to accept it. They're going to. And so we're going to give you kind of a permission to. Well, we would never lie. Don't you understand? Just split. Well, we're going to split hairs. You know, it's kind of biblically like telling everybody your wife is your sister just so they don't kill everybody. Right. I mean, you know, the ends justify the means on this thing. I mean, I'm so sorry, but we got to save lives. This is an emergency, don't you know? How do we know that's not what's going on? I don't know. But here's what I do know. I can't trust them. They're the ones that are murdering babies. We never found out about it last year. The only people that got in trouble are the pro-lifers that tried to expose the scam. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? in churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, "By having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids."
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you could say that, Sam, you've gone nuts, haven't you? You're spending 2 hours on this issue talking about aborted, murdered babies and, vaccines and, fetal cell lines and tissues. And, man, you're going a little bit crazy on this thing. Folks, we've murdered 60 million babies since the early 70s. And the way they got Roe versus Wade to become the, quote, law of the land, I say quote because I don't believe it, is by lying and deceiving you. And now they're going down the same road with these vaccinations, telling you that they don't have fetal tissue or whatever else in them. I don't know the truth, but I know when the government's got their whole name on the line from a year ago, calling it Operation Warp Speed, a public-private initiative led by the United States to facilitate and accelerate the development of vaccines and other... If the fetal cell issue or the fetal line issue or the fetal tissue issue, I don't know what word to use because they'll just, split hairs and slice and dice and manipulate the words into, Sam, you don't know what you're talking about, as they peddle their dishonesty. I don't know. All I know is, do you think that the government would make a deal behind the scenes to say, look, we can't get rid of this murdering babies plan that started all these, vaccinations and, by the way, there are other vaccinations, not just the COVID as well. We can't really jettison that issue, so we're going to have the ends justify the means. We're going to have to lie and manipulate out of that. I don't know the answer. I just know that I can't trust them. Because last year when the pro-life folks tried to expose this scandal and hold people criminally accountable for murder, the judge decided to dismiss the case and literally prosecuted the pro-life people who tried to expose the scam. They didn't touch Planned Parenthood, really. They didn't get to the bottom of and or stop the murdering of babies and the buying and selling of baby body parts at all. They just attacked the Christian pro-lifers who were trying to expose and stop the criminal activity scandal. And then a year later, we find out, well, man, one of the big reasons why is because the government, the Food and Drug Administration, FDA, was literally buying baby body parts from Planned Parenthood and from some of these clinics and saying, you got to do better. You know, if you're going to give us an organ, you got to make sure we know if it's a male or a female organ. We'll give you more money if you can preserve the sex of the murder before, so we have a surety that it's a male or a female, body part or whatever. And we've got to make sure that you deliver it on ice so that it's like fresh, specimen. We'll give you more money if it's like that. And so can you trust any of these people, folks, is the real bottom line? And I say the answer is no. All right, I don't trust Operation Warp Speed. I don't trust the vaccines. I don't trust the companies involved, Big Pharma. I don't trust any of them because they'll just play games and say, oh, we didn't do that. It was our scientific subsidiary there that was doing it. We didn't know about that. They didn't tell us they were doing that. We'll just go down the road. There's no trust, no accountability, no honesty. And even if it gets exposed 6 years later, 10 years later, 20 years later, somebody says, by golly, Sam, how did you know you were right? The answer will be there'll be no accountability. Right? There'll be no accountability. We told you about how sick military personnel were when they came back from like Desert Storm and some of these other battles. And they said, oh, you're crazy. It's all in your head. And later they documented and paid out money admitting that, there was a legitimate sickness to Desert Storm. troops were sick. They did the same thing with Agent Orange. They gave vaccines to women, and they were, you know, creating sterilizations for women while they were supposed to be being vaccinated or getting other shots. They were betrayed. You've got a history of your government creating false flags, lying and betraying you to the point where we can't trust them. I don't know if they're using fetal cells or not, folks. I don't have the scientific wherewithal to answer the question. But I, even if I did have the wherewithal, the understanding, the knowledge, you know, you can't prove that it's in there or not. You know, if you take that chicken and go say, hey, is there alcohol in this chicken? It'll probably come back no. So you can't trust them. You can't know. You can't prove. But there might be a scandal come out later. I know this. I don't want to take a vaccine from people that have that kind of a track record of buying and selling baby body parts and murdering babies for 50-plus years to the tune of 60 million babies. And these people that lie and promote pharmaceutical drugs over cheaper, more effective, safer solutions over and over and over. They have lost credibility with me a long time ago. It's a credibility crisis. And then they create Operation Warp Speed and skip all normal checks and balances and then say, but we guarantee this experimental gene therapy that's not really even a vaccine, that's safe and effective. Trust me and trust me now. I don't think so, ladies and gentlemen. All right, Georgia's in the news. They had a big old new vote fraud law pass to prevent vote fraud. And now there's a big battle between the corporate world and the state of Georgia. I thought I'd bring this to your attention before the end of the hour as well. Georgia House votes to strip Delta Airlines of millions of dollars in tax breaks after the CEO of Delta Airlines criticizes Georgia's new voting law. Now, you say, wow, that's weird. Yes, it is. But here's what I find really interesting about this. Why is the CEO of Delta Airlines in the middle of voting discussions in the first place? Why is the corporate world rioting over this voting discussion? I don't know. But I've got even more important questions than those. Ready? Why is Georgia giving Delta special tax breaks in the first place? Huh? Why is Georgia giving Delta Airlines millions of dollars in tax breaks in the first place? I don't know. Right? I don't understand it. I don't understand why they would do that. And you'd say, well, Sam, because we had to bring them in. There's a lot of jobs created when we... I know. But you're creating winners and losers. Now, if you want to pay attention to CNBC, you know who they are, right? Well, CNBC is now reporting that 91 companies, these 91 Fortune 500 companies, didn't pay federal taxes. What? That's right. They didn't pay any federal taxes. Now, let's be very clear. They say in 2018. Now, I don't know about 2019, 2020. Oftentimes, they don't have great reporting, but Jesse Pounds, the author, CNBC. And they say nearly 100 companies in the Fortune 500 had an effective tax rate of 0%. The report looks at the first year since the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017 went into effect. The list of companies covers a wide range of industries and consider some of the largest companies in the United States in the mix. They say Trump signed the tax cuts and then everything went off the rails. Where do we go with this? The study was conducted by the Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy, a left-leaning think tank, covers the first year following passage of the tax cuts. The report covers 379 companies from the Fortune list that were profitable in 2018, and 91 paid an effective tax rate of zero or less. Who are we talking about? Oh, Amazon, Starbucks, Chevron. The list goes on and on and on and on. There you have it. Now, I don't know why Georgia's giving special privilege to Delta Airlines in the first place. We better really seriously look into this idea where 91 companies didn't pay federal taxes in 2018. Now, so y'all don't think I've left my moral compass, I'm direct as I've always been, okay? I am not for greater taxation. Most of these income taxes and business taxes and are bogus and unconstitutional anyway. So I'm not advocating that these 91 companies pay more taxes, because I believe they pay all kinds of other taxes along the way. Property tax, sales tax, import taxes called duties, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, so I'm not advocating for these companies to pay more tax. A lot of guys would like to tax the other guy. So I don't eat ding-dongs, but people that eat ding-dongs should be taxed harder than everybody else, because ding-dongs are bad for you. I want to tax the smoker. I want to tax the drinker. I want to tax the whatever, the guy that goes out to hotels and entertains. I want to whatever. I'm not for that, folks. I want to be true to my core, which is I want constitutional taxes in place. Let me say that again, because all you people who think I'm anti-government, listen carefully to what I'm telling you. I want all the legitimate constitutional tax capabilities to be used to fund the limited scope and the proper role of government. I do want those taxes. So I'm not against an apportionment tax, and I'm not against tariffs at the borders. Both of those are constitutional taxes. They're indirect by nature, and they can fund the proper role of limited government just fine. So I am for those taxes. I get that I need to pay my fair share and that we all need to participate in the solutions and the funding of the proper role of government. I'm for it. I get it. I understand. I'm not anti-government. But when you start creating winners and losers at the trough, when you start rewarding big Fortune 500 companies with virtually an effective tax rate of zero, when you create special privileges like Georgia's done for Delta Airlines, I stand against all that, folks. I really do. I think it's wrong, and it needs to stop. It's not wrong that you're giving them the special tax breaks. It's wrong that everybody doesn't get lower taxation. It's wrong that you create winners and losers and special privilege and pit one company, one business against another. It's wrong when you reward one group at the expense of another group. When you pull the lever of government in the favor of one at the expense of another, it is evil and satanic and wrong. What I propose is we reject all these special privileges and we move to constitutional taxation and we jettison all taxation that is direct and or unconstitutional. The sooner we do it, the better. So shame on Georgia for giving special privilege to Delta. Good for them for wanting to jettison those special privileges. Let's lower taxes for everyone. And let's have honest elections, shall we? And let's quit murdering babies, just to add to what we ought to start and stop doing, okay? Promote God, family, and country. Reject murder and abusive taxes, please. And stand for the sacred cause of liberty. And celebrate Easter, would you please? I am Sam Bushman. Hard-hitting talk always on your radio, 6 days a week. Spread the word and donate liberally, would you please? LibertyRoundtable.com and LovingLiberty.net. God save the Republic of the United States of America.